Thanks again for all coming out. We'll open it up with head coach Sonny Dykes.
I just want to welcome everybody to the luncheon today. Thanks, you know, for being here and being part of this program and being interested. I think that's the most important thing is the fact that you all are interested. I appreciate it. You know, when you put the staff together, I think what you try to do is you try to find a role in a way that everybody fits. And so what I want to do today is try to introduce these guys, tell you a little bit about them, and then answer any questions you have specifically about anybody. You know, I'm really excited to announce these coaches. You know, I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of different guys through my years, and have been fortunate enough to work with some of these coaches prior to them being here. I've had a chance to work against some of them, and it's been a lot of fun getting to know them and guys that I've heard about for many years. I want to thank Dr. Renault and Bruce, first of all, for giving us the resources to be able to go out and hire an outstanding coaching staff. I don't think this happens by accident, and you know, without their resources available, we wouldn't have been able to hire this excellent group of coaches. Let me start out by introducing Tony Franklin. He's our offensive coordinator, and Tony and I had an opportunity to work together at University of Kentucky way back when. Tony was a running back coach, and I was actually a graduate assistant. And I learned a lot about recruiting from Tony. He's a very diligent recruiter, hard worker, extremely organized. You know, what he's been able to do, he's been able to make a business basically out of teaching high school football coaches. It's really an impressive endeavor and something that shows his organizational skills and his ability to communicate, which I think are some of his strengths. You know, he's done a fantastic job. Won 10 games last year in Middle Tennessee. Won a bowl game for I believe the first time in school history. Is that right? You know, has done a tremendous job everywhere he's been. You know, got the program at Troy going. They had struggled offensively, and he got that program turned around. Did a great job at Middle as well. So excited about him being here. And again, has been around a lot of winning football through the years. You guys know Tommy Spangler. Hired Tommy as the defensive coordinator, and was, you know, when you get hired someplace, I didn't really know Tommy. We had a chance to go on the road and recruit together for a week, and I was really impressed with his ability to recruit, the way he related to players. And then as I watched our team play more last year and the defense he coached, I became more and more impressed with how hard they played. I think that's the most important thing playing defensive football is getting guys to play hard, and I feel like that team played hard every Saturday and got better and better. And when you look at the numbers, 3 years as a D coordinator here, they got better every single year, and he did an outstanding job. And you know, and I like the way they play defense. You know, they attack on defense, and I think what you want to do is you want to put an offense that attacks together with a defense that attacks, and I think you have a chance to have a team that plays very aggressively, and that's kind of what we're looking for. I hired Rob Likens to be assistant head coach, and he's going to coach wide receivers. There's Rob in the back there. Rob and I have known each other for a long time. I actually met Rob when I was at Kentucky back in 97, and he was at Temple. I'd gone there with Bobby Wallace, had been part of that staff at North Alabama that won 3 national championships, and was an option guy that was coming to Kentucky to learn about the air raid offense. So that was kind of an interesting deal, and they took us to Temple and did a good job with it and won some games. Rob and I have been friends ever since then. I've had tremendous respect for the job that he does. He's a great person, highly organized, highly enthusiastic, you know, one of those guys that wakes up excited every day, and got a great family and excited about him being part of the staff. And he will do a great job with his receivers. You know, I think when you look at the talent on our football team, I think that's a group that stands out. We've got a lot of potential at that position and some guys that need to get developed a little bit, and I think he'll do a great job doing that. Also hired Stan Egan to coach defensive line. Stan's also going to serve as our recruiting coordinator. You know, I think Stan is as good a defensive line coach as there is anywhere. When he was at Texas A&M, I was at Texas Tech. We played against those guys. I did a great job coaching them. They always played hard. They were tenacious. And he has a reputation for being an outstanding recruiter. Recruited against him in the Dallas area for many years when I was at Texas Tech, and and thought he did a fantastic job in developing relationships with high school coaches and parents and players as well. Jeff Koontz, I hired Jeff from the University of Texas, and he's had an opportunity to work for what I consider to be two of the best defensive coordinators in college football, or defensive coaches. He worked with Will Muschamp last year, and then worked with Gene Chizik, both at Iowa State and at Auburn and at Texas. And when I interviewed Jeff, he just blew me away. I was really impressed with him. Again, I love his energy. I think he's extremely organized and has a lot of knowledge. And again, learned from some of the best in the business. Okay, then Kevin Curtis is going to coach our cornerbacks. I met Kevin when I got hired at Texas Tech in 2000. Kevin actually played for my dad at Texas Tech when my dad was the head coach. He recruited Kevin, and Kevin and I went to the same high school. You can tell by looking, he's a little bit older than I am. Not in quite as good a shape as I am. Kevin went to Coronado High School in Lubbock and knew about him as a player. And obviously, when we got hired at Tech, was a great player for us. Made All-American 2 years while he was at Tech, and was really a guy that I've kept my eye on as he got into this profession. I knew he was going to develop into a great coach once he finished playing football. Had an NFL career that was kind of up and down because of some injuries, but someone who is going to do a great job developing our corners and really is going to bring a lot to this program. I'm excited about his recruiting as well. And I think that's something you got to keep in mind when you put a staff together. It's like anything else. You've got to have guys that can do a little bit of everything. And I think we've got great coaches and great recruiters as well. Petey Payro is going to coach our offensive line. And you guys know Petey. I think Petey has been at Louisiana Tech longer than I've been alive. Petey's been here for a long time and done a great job through the years. Petey, I worked with a guy named Larry Keck way back when, and Larry worked with Petey at Southern Miss. And when I first got hired here, I gave Larry a call and asked him, about Petey. I said, what do you think about him? He said, hey, I think he's the best offensive line coach in the business and a great person. And I got to know him during the recruiting process as well. We spent a lot of time together, traveled a lot of miles, and really was impressed with him just as a person, as a recruiter, and especially a coach. When I started talking to the players a little bit about their experiences here, I think when you go back and look, those offensive linemen love playing for them. It's an impressive group, and I think that's what coaching's all about, is getting the most out of those guys. And I think he does a fantastic job getting the most out of his players. Mark Tomerdahl is going to stay on as a special teams coordinator and is going to coach our inside receivers. Mark has, I believe it's 23 years of special teams experience. Is that right? 21, 23? 17. 17, okay. I tried to age you 6 years. 17 years as a special teams coordinator and has been real successful doing that. Same thing was at A&M, like Stan, played against them year in and year out. They were really good on special teams. Always had a great kickoff return there at A&M, and just excited about Mark. I think he's a really bright guy, a great recruiter, really innovative, and I think we're going to do some things in special teams. They're going to kind of fit our style of play, which will be aggressive, and excited about utilizing these players. We've got a lot of returning players, and they played a really important role in our special teams last year, and I think that group is going to be a really solid group, and looking forward to it. Also hired Trey Haverty. Trey is going to serve as our defensive graduate assistant. I was actually Trey's position coach for a while at Texas Tech, and he played receiver for us. I recruited him out of Richardson-Bergner High School. He broke his ankle his second game of his senior year and missed his entire senior year, would have gotten recruited. We were lucky at Texas Tech because we got him to walk on, and he quickly got put on scholarship and ended up being a great player for us, and ended up actually being an All-American wide receiver for us. So he's had a chance to work with Gary Patterson at TCU the last 3 years on defense, and I think we all know how good a defense those guys play, and very, very knowledgeable, and everybody he's worked with has tremendous things to say about him. Got a great work ethic, and really fortunate to get him here because I know he had an opportunity to go some other places and coach, and feel really lucky that he came to decide to stay with us. also going to retain the entire support staff, which I'm excited about. Damon Harrington is going to be our weight room coach, strength coach, and he's a guy that I didn't know before I got here, and I wanted to get out there and evaluate him a little bit, and was just blown away by the job that he's done developing our players. I think our players have a tremendous respect for him. I think they love working with him every day, and he has got a lot of passion for this place. And I think that's something that makes this makes Louisiana Tech a little bit unique, is there's some people that have gone to school here and that now work here, that care about this place very deeply, and some coaches that have been here for a long time through a lot of different coaches and care about it. This university, this institution, and the city of Ruston very, very deeply. And I think that makes it kind of fun. Because, you know, I think those things are a little bit unique in college football today. Ed Jackson will remain as a character education coordinator and work in the weight room with Damon. Ed's a guy that's been here for a long time, just another example of somebody I just talked about who is a great player here and coached here for a long time and just does an outstanding job and just a really special guy to be around. I got tremendous respect for Ed. I know our players relate to him very well, and I know that he cares deeply about them and their families. He does a great job with those guys. Keith Bunch is also going to be our trainer. Jeff Springer, our equipment manager, and those guys are awesome. You know, I had a chance to be around them and feel like both of them do an outstanding job and contribute to our program in a lot of different ways. We start spring football March 17th, and with our spring game on April 10th, and just excited about getting started. I think, you know, when you go through this process, you spend a bunch of time recruiting, spend a bunch of time putting a coaching staff together, and now you get a chance to go out and be around your players as you implement an offense, a defense, as you work on your special teams, and, you know, now we get a chance to try to go out there, put it all together, and see where we are. I think that's what you have to use spring football for, is not only to develop your young players, but just get an overall sense of where is this team, what do we need to improve, where are the areas that we've got to get better, and what are the needs that we have to get addressed. And I think all of those will be demonstrated during spring football and give us a chance to evaluate those things, get some things cleaned up over the summer, and then hit the ground running, you know, when we report in August. All our practices will be open to the public. We'd love to have anybody that's interested to come out and watch practice. You know, I think that's something that is, you know, that I'm excited about, getting a chance to see people that really care about this program coming out to practice and having a chance to visit with them and get to know people even better. So with that, I will open it up to any questions that you have.
Coach, what was that like for you the first time getting to handpick and assemble your own coaching staff?
Well, it's a process. You know, there are so many different hats that a coach has to wear. And so I think when you go out and you put a staff together, you want to make sure that you've got all the different roles filled. And you know, you want a certain amount of older guys with younger guys, a certain amount of good X and O guys with really good recruiters. So it's a process of trying to get the whole thing together and make it fit. But it's very exciting. And the thing I was impressed with was the number of coaches that were interested in coming here and being a part of the staff. You know, I had a tremendous amount of interest, and I think that speaks highly for the football program and the direction that this program is headed.
What's it been like for you gearing up for your first spring as a head coach? Have you been going over all the X's and O's and trying to find out what kind of put in your game plan?
Well, just, you know, I think that's what you want to do, is you want to hire coaches that you can trust to do their thing, you know, and I think that's what I've done is, you know, I'm not going to go in there and tell Coach Spangler how to run defense or Coach Franklin how to run offense. Those are guys that I hired because I trust them. I know they can get it done, and, you know, my job's going to be to share some ideas with them from time to time and develop, you know, to help them develop their game plan and their schemes. But I feel very comfortable with the group of coaches that we've hired and you know they're going to do an outstanding job and try to keep from messing it up too bad.
Obviously, you had to hit the ground running as soon as you got hired, recruiting and everything. But looking back, what's been your favorite part so far?
Well, it's you know, our early morning workouts with our players. I think right now, just because that's given me a chance to get out there and see what the players are like, see how they work, you know, see what kind of skill set they have, and when you do that, you can start to say, well, we need to do this with this guy, do this with that guy. I think this guy can do this, and now you get to start planning a little bit about how you want to try to implement, you know, these systems and get these players in positions to be successful the best you can. So that's exciting because now the football part of it begins.
Is number two meeting with the media?
That's number one.
Actually. Oh.
No, you guys, the media's been great. I mean, that's the great thing about this place is everybody's been really friendly, and you know, we're undefeated right now.
Kind of on that line about looking at players, you know, usually if there's position changes, a lot of it takes place in spring practice. Have you gotten an early glance at some guys you might want to move to different positions?
Yeah, it's still a little early for that. You know, we'll probably get through a week of spring practice, but we've got some starting to see enough of these guys so we can figure out, okay, you know, I think he's going to be pretty suited for this position, pretty well suited to play here or to do this. But you never really know until you get the pads on. I think that's the good thing about football is you can watch them go through drills and you can watch them do a lot of different things that show they're good athletes or bad athletes, but then all of a sudden you got to get them on the field. And sometimes the bad athletes are good football players and sometimes the good athletes are bad football players, and that's the way football goes. So, you know, you're always surprised. The guys that you don't think are very good end up being really good. The guys you don't think are very good or that are bad end up being good. So it's just, you just never know how it's going to play out.
Talking about specific positions, what's the quarterback situation going to be? Is Ross going to be part of spring ball, and if not?
Yeah, he'll be part of spring ball. Yeah, he'll be at all the workouts in spring, and but we'll deal with all that kind of stuff as it comes along with his getting back and rejoining the team. But yeah, he'll be participating in spring football.
Are you allowed to talk about recruits, kids from our area you guys recruited, or do you have to wait until they get on campus?
No, I can talk about them, guys that we signed. Yeah.
Like Connor Nichols from Airline?
Yeah, you know, we're a good group of guys from North Louisiana and obviously East Texas as well. You know, I think Connor Nichols from Airline is someone that you mentioned and is a chance. I think he's got a chance to be a good player. He's a tough kid. He's versatile. I think he's really intelligent. Gonna have a chance to be a good player. I think he could do a lot of different things for us position-wise. I think he's going to be a heck of a safety. Could end up moving to something else. I think he could do a lot of different things. Who else was it you mentioned? Oh, yeah, Kerry Fortson from Longview. Yeah, Kerry's got a lot of upside. I had a chance to see Coach King, his high school coach, last week at an event, and we were talking a little bit about Kerry's athletic ability, and I think he's got... Excuse me. I think he's got tremendous upside, and is a guy that has a chance to be a really good player. He goes and gets the ball well. I think he's going to develop, get bigger and stronger and faster. I think the offseason will really help turn him into a really strong player.
I'm talking to the guys, if you told them that everything's going to be pretty much open as far as positions going into spring?
We don't have any starters at all right now. I mean, everything's going to be wide open. I think that's... You know, that's the thing about football is, you know, I think it's always that way. You know, as a player, you're as good as your last play, just like we are as coaches. I think that's something that, you know, that's the mentality that we've got to develop is, you know, every play is important and the next play is important as any. And we just got to keep grinding and getting better. And the way you do that is through competition. I think that's, you know, when you have a good football program is when you have guys that are competing every day to keep their jobs, and I think that's what we're looking for, is to have that level of competition and have the guys, you know, working hard every day. I saw Jerry Rice speak one time talking about how he went woke up every morning afraid he was going to lose his job. He was the best receiver ever played in the NFL, and I think if you can have that type of environment where players know they have to compete day in and day out, to you know, keep their starting positions, and you're going to have a successful program.
How will spring differ for guys on defense who already know the system and what they're going to do as compared to the guys on offense who are learning the whole new system?
Well, I think that's the great thing about Coach Spangler staying here is that I think that defense will pick up where they left off. You know, there's obviously, you know, you're going to change some things that you like you always do in the off season. You know, tweak some things here and there, but I think that unit will hit the ground running and continue to improve, you know, as they've done in the past. And I think that's something that's, you know, I'm very excited about. Those guys getting more comfortable. And, you know, we've got a couple of position changes on the defensive coaching staff, you know, with Stan moving from linebackers to D-line, and Jeff and Kevin coming in. But it always takes a little bit of the time to adjust to some new coaches, but the schemes are going to stay primarily the same. And I think that's going to allow the defense to continue to get better.
What about as far as the quarterback situation? Do you see in the quarterbacks that you've currently got here a quarterback that fits the style of offense that you like to run?
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll find the best one and kind of build the offense around him. I think that's what you do. Is you know, in the spring you get a preview of what everybody can do, and you know who does what well, and then in the off season you build a scheme around the quarterback that you think is going to be the best one. And Tony's got a great track record of doing that. If you go back and look at his offenses at Troy, you know, they were really good throwing the ball, and you look last year at Middle, they were really good running the ball. So a lot of it depends on, you know, who ends up winning that job and what his strengths and weaknesses are.
Could you talk a little bit about Taylor Rich?
Yeah, Taylor's a kid from Neville that we're real excited about coming in. You know, won the state championship this year, which I think, you know, when you evaluate quarterbacks, that's one of the first things you look at is trying to get guys that are winners to be part of your program. And obviously he's a winner, a guy that, you know, shows great leadership. He's kind of what we talked a little bit about a second ago, was a guy that, you know, played in some bad quagmire fields through the year and didn't have a chance to throw the ball that much. And then, you know, when he got into the dome in the state championship game, I think threw for over 300 yards, had a great game. And, you know, as a quarterback that I'm really excited about. I think he's got a lot of upside, got good arm strength, good size, good athleticism, and someone that we're excited about and anxious to get in our program.
So does he fit that type of quarterback that you were looking for?
You know, I don't know that there's really a type. I think that's the, you know, you're looking for good players. If you know, and it just goes to show, look at the Super Bowl. You know, Peyton Manning is built a whole lot differently than Drew Brees, and the skill set's a lot different. And what they've done is taken two good players and build an offense around them. Two completely different style of offenses, but both very successful. And I think that's what we'll try to do here is, you know, who's the best guy? Okay, now what can we do to give him a chance to be successful?
Which guys won't be able to participate in spring because of injuries or something like that?
Yeah, there's a pretty good list of some guys that are coming off ACLs. You know, I don't know exactly offhand everybody who's not going to be able to go. There are going to be four or five guys that were, you know, guys that I'm interested to see play that are going to either be limited or out for the spring. But there's a pretty good list. And I don't have that right here with me to talk about.
What are your thoughts on a two quarterback system?
Oh, you know, just depends. I think that, you know, it's something that I've never been real comfortable doing. You know, I kind of believe in the old saying, if you got two quarterbacks, you really have zero. But sometimes it works. You know, obviously it worked for Steve Spurrier and some of the things that he did when he was back at Florida, having that rotation in that system. But, you know, it just depends, really. I think at that position, reps are just so important that you want to invest a majority of your reps into a starter. And the more you can do that, the better that guy becomes. And when you're splitting it in half, there's not really enough reps to go along. Around, and I think you end up, you know, keeping the growth of the quarterback from being as significant as it could have been.
Okay, guys, we want to make sure we get everyone.